Hello and welcome to the Virtual Voices podcast. I'm your host Bleach Streaks, and today we have a very special friend and also a very special individual that makes worlds and also a DJ and a host coordinator. Please welcome Baby Jack.
Hey everybody.
Hey, this is definitely a worth time of waiting for somebody to be our first world creator and also a dope individual that I've met for a very long time. So let's do this. Awesome. Hello and welcome, Baby Jack. How are you doing today? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. How you been? I haven't spoke to you for a little bit.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been busy being a parent, so I've been busy.
Let's go.
Yeah. I've been busy with work at the same time, so I've been kind of missing a lot of shows and stuff. But recently, I've been back a lot more on VR chat to kind of party around and start making worlds again and start throwing events for everybody.
It's so cool. I'm kind of excited to hear all this adventurous, amazing, like, things that are going to be happening in the future as well, because I've met you when we were literally at one of your, if I can remember this, I was recording for a Twitch stream and we were hanging out in a world and somebody was DJing. I think you were DJing or a friend was DJing, and we were just having the blast of a time because I was like, oh my god, this world venue is so cool, because it has, like, I think it was like nature in the middle and it was like futuristic around the sides, and it was so cool. And I think, like, that's when, like, I actually got a chance to know you and got to really understand, like, what your kind of personality was for a short time. And then later on, we just kind of got to know each other more. And, like, heck, you're making a lot of stuff now, and especially, like, big worlds. And I'm kind of hyped to see what you have in store for us.
Absolutely, and hopefully I can show you guys some of that cool stuff today. I remember those early times. I remember meeting up at Loner, showing you the first Rayoff, which was that circular living room kind of space. And then you were like, hey, this is Grotto, this is cool. And I remember just, like, over I guess like a year, you would come in at parties, we would be at the same space, and we would always end up talking about, like, what is the fashion of VR chat, and what, like, wow, I love how DJs can apply their music in this way. We had a lot of fun conversations about
it's
that
so
stuff
much fun.
I thought it was
interesting too, because you really get to know about who in this social platform to really see who is still here and they want to make moves. And, you know, we're always making moves, especially for DJs and also world creators that are here to really invoke on the passionate side of their story. And I think the side of that story is going to that world that I think we should show them up. And
absolutely,
this all I can say is this story that we're going to tell you guys was a little conversation of when we were having some inspiration. So let's go find out and see what it is. Portals here. All right, here we go. Oh, nice. That was nice. Yeah. Did I do good?
You did good.
I did good.
So here's the sitting rock right here. So this is where we can actually go into a nice little sitting position right here.
Yeah. My turn. Yeah, there's this orbit camera that I really like a lot that I want to, like, fuck with.
Orbit camera?
Yeah, orbit camera.
I actually saw it in action when I played at Lyoko Genesis, and they actually included the same system over at Jumbo Fest. So that way they can get all the... Yeah. No, Isakarius and Iron Biscuit totally know how that system works from top down. Welcome to a grotto, a mixture of environmental scenarios between the pool holes that you would see, like, in Mexico, a little bit of the Columbia Gorge here in Oregon,
what?
a little Yeah, both have kind of like a mixture of like vines and kind of like rock formations that kind of protect like secret water portions that seem like the kind of hideaways and stuff. And even in sometimes in crazy situations, I've seen people like lug audio equipment, but like I've never seen anybody go beyond anything special because it's like water hitting anything all the time.
It's very sketch for audio artists to kind of just like go through that. And I'm just like, I don't want to risk it for the biscuit.
No, exactly. But like, if you could, like, imagine like how relaxing that could be. And that was the point of making this world, was that I was in Boiler Room after Underground Warehouse, after whatever dark and dingy kind of like place I want to be, which no mind to anybody who makes like those worlds. I think people can be super inventive in those spaces. I was starting to get tired of it and I wanted to see more outdoor environments. So that's kind of when I finally pulled it together to make Grotto.
Hey, Grotto, this world, and I could say like this really makes me feel like I'm in the outdoors. And personally, like even giving out a window open in front of me feels like I'm already in this environment. A lot of people that will judge, especially for world creators, but at the same time, they're always trying to guide you. So a beautiful environment to bring a bunch of creators and also people that have never been to worlds, especially like this, give this experience of just like loving about like nature as well, and also how you implemented it goes in both ways, but it's always a benefit of just time. Time is of the essence of making this look nice, so you took a bunch of time out of your day to make it work out.
Yeah, actually, I think the time that it took this world in particular was roughly about 20-ish alone just by polygon formation, and then maybe another 5 like tuning all the shaders. So
20-ish roughly, 20-ish minutes.
Hours.
Someone's
I wish I could do this. I wish I could do this minutes.
Oh my god!
And actually, I had to toss this whole world away 3 times because I actually had too many issues with a lot of my previous lighting, and it was so much better for me to start from like a blank slate. So I would actually export this FBX and I would re-import it over and over and over until I like got everything dialed in. So I'll even say some facts. This whole world just runs off one. I know people would say bake your lighting. This actually does run off one real-time light, the entire space.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
This entire space is one real-time light.
That is so awesome. And that's the I'm guessing it's the
it's one sun source that I've also masked by HDRI and a god ray right there, but amazing. People can never tell that's where the light source come from.
I love god rays.
Take a look at that. It's
show me it's, where the dog for the dog side.
The beams have like a super high opacity, but they're kind of like blended in from where the light is super intense, like right up there coming definitely. Over.
Mm. Like this is like a world that you go to when you're trying to find like the hot spring spot. That makes sense.
I love hot spring worlds.
Hot spring worlds are just, oh my god. I went one.
Shout out to hot spring authors.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to not Jurassic Park.
About to say Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. There's this place in California. It's called the. It's like a desert. There's two deserts. There's a lot of deserts. It's going towards Beaumont. Beaumont in that way. Palm Springs? It's right there. Anyway, so pretty much there is... Joshua Tree. Listen, Joshua Tree. Anyway, Joshua Tree has this really subtle thing that made every photographer's dream of just being like, look at this great, like... outdoor sunset hitting pink, blue, green, so many colors, and just makes your world just go like, how the fuck do you get these colors when you're in the desert? But that's because the far distance of the sun has the clouds making it where it's like the prism of light. If you ever seen the prism of light shining on,
yeah,
whatever, it's a bunch of things that I was really into. Because I'm a photographer, I gotta know like the light sources and stuff. But anyway, I got really into it, and just seeing that like with things like this, especially not even a desert, this is like nature and outdoors, and it's really like going to Rainforest Cafe feels like it's a very good journey of like smelling everything, especially with humidity. That's feels good instead of just hot.
All the misting, the storm to kind of set the ambience in the restaurant.
Yeah, it makes the restaurant cool. I mean, it makes the how do you say it? I meant to say in a good way of, imagine going to the Pirates of the Caribbean. I love the Pirates of the Caribbean because the smell, just the aroma, makes me feel like I'm on this like island of just mist and smoke, and it feels good. It smells like this, and I love just the look of this because it's like misty take of Pirates of the Caribbean, and it just feels nice. It's weird. It's like an evil source, but it's weird. I'm sorry, I'm ranting on.
No, anyway. That's what people are all about. Like, oh, I wish this place had like a smell-o-vision layer for VR chat. Oh, and man. To me, like, I'm still very scared that people are just going to prank me and just like, I'm just always going to upload into worlds full of farts, but maybe one person's going to be like generous enough to actually like emulate this for
me. Someone's probably going to, I mean, for this being said, like, AI generated tools are a thing that might be happening.
Oh, in the future? Yeah,
I'm not gonna say that. If I do get I'm not gonna get copyrighted because we're both on this, so we're both gonna sue you if you find something.
We made crazy enough. You'd have to train a computer to smell too, right, if you made an AI. Like, you'd have to make a big nose.
Make
computer.
A thousand like cents of just a, like a perfume, like just a little drop of it. Just
yeah. Literally, yeah. The nose computer goes over samples for like ages, just. And like has to like think
Well, you'd have to like think of like 1800s fart, just dust in your face. Oh,
okay. Tell me this about is the highlight of your podcast now.
every time. This is great. This is the inspiration what Baby Jack is here. So tell me, when you were creating this map, and I see what you brought into the concept of this world and stuff, of this waterfall, it really implements this kind of like look, because we're all trying to create something that's very realistic, but also something that's going to be like we want it to be realistic and like make it fun, you know. And I think like what we all want is to just have a good time and just less poly count, if that makes sense.
For sure. Unfortunately, the poly count definitely is kind of a killer in the space, which is totally understandable when people want to make the club worlds with more simplistic geometry. Definitely. But besides that fact, it's kind of like what you see when you play video games. Like, for example, I literally have the waterfall with a space behind it that you can go behind. Like, it's a thing. That's actually where the screen and command deck are. In this world of public, if you guys want to come here, that's where you find the controls. But it's like adding that little bit of video game-ness that kind of like sparks joy on our faces.
I love
that. For instance, I've also designed the rocks kind of at a slight out, where you can actually find like the path to hop up and get on the top ring of the space too, if you want
it. We'll find the path and we'll make it work.
I'll show you where it is. It's a secret.
We'll find that path. So tell me, with this world, I'm pretty sure you've made multiple worlds and you made it out to where you've made just experience of, you know, making these like by, how you say it, trial and error. So tell me about what makes this world a pop-up world, and what can the DJs bring, and especially for you when you brought, I'm guessing you played at this world, I'm guessing you played at your own world before, yeah?
Oh, yes.
yeah, hell yeah. So tell me, how is, first off, one first question is, how did you start? How did you start making music? Where'd you start from?
Okay, well, let me start. The history of music. No, I'm just kidding. Music was actually a very big thing with me. I actually, my family, both my mom and my dad, are actually huge musicians. And even my grandfather was a musician, actually in one of the big bands, you know, where they stand behind the booth and they're playing with everybody on like the primetime television kind of like. And also my uncle on my great grandma's side. So my my great grand uncle is actually Johnny Cash. So I have a full music. Yeah. So I've got like this whole like music family lineage.
That sounds fucking awesome to have that. Like, man, it's always that families that they're so talented and you're like,
but I don't even make guitar or country music like the rest of my family. That's where I separate from the rest of them.
I want to make techno. Well, but no. We're trying to make whoa, there's a person.
Oh yeah, there's somebody that walks out onto this, and then they're just like touching the ocean. See, we could do it too. Oh my gosh!
Wait, hold on.
Waterfall fog.
We got it. Oh, whoa, whoa.
So it started actually around like high school. I guess I was making a little bit of tunes here and there, but I had like an overwhelming Christian household. So it was basically we only had one genre playing in the house, if you know what I mean.
Christian techno, Christian rock,
whatever. And then at that point, like my dad, so not Napster, but there was one service that was super popular, kind of like in the mid-2000s. It was called Rhapsody, and I remember my dad got a subscription to it. Have you heard of that before, by any chance?
I think I have. I think I've heard it. Just maybe
it was very popular for a small little niche. That's time. But it was like what Spotify is now, like the kind of discoverability and stuff like that. And then I went on a music journey. I would go and listen to like old jazz legends like Herbie Hancock. I would learn about Brazilian like drum geniuses like Amon Tobin. And then from there, I almost broke off of my whole like first 14, 13 years of music understanding, and it just kind of blew off from there. I learned about Pink Floyd, Metallica, Foo Fighters. I learned about...
so much fun. Just to hear that, and just knowing that, like, your journey from starting from, you know, like from your family is, of course, they want you to learn the musical notes, and just that history of just you.
The essentials were there, but none of the soul of it until I listened to just music after music. And they were like, why are you on the computer all day? I'm just like, I'm on Rhapsody, just like listening to whatever is here. I would have a PlayStation 1 and there was drum and bass, and I didn't know that was drum and bass. I was in my own video game. So I was like, shit, I play drum and bass now, but for like almost 15 years, I had no idea that was the genre.
That's awesome. I love the fact that, like, you know, family is that one thing that they want to kind of guide you to what you can. But also, if you're trying to find an outlet from which you can create, especially if they're proud, if they do see your music and want you to create something really good, and, you know, there's, you gotta find that outlet to bring yourself to getting out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
That's what's great is, like, especially in this game, like, if you knew about this game and everyone kind of, if you were here right now earlier in this age, you would fucking go crazy. You would learn so much more, you know, you would learn so much about music more, especially, like, that's how it is. And sometimes family can guide you, or, you know, your friends can guide you when you find the right individuals as well.
So absolutely.
So here's a question. Have you, what was your first venue? What was your first ever DJ set?
My first ever DJ set?
Yeah,
oh my gosh. So this will be a fun one. So I've never done an IRL one. I've only done, I guess if you want to count a webcam as IRL, not really. It was a Twitch set. Okay. And the pandemic just started, and I was doing like metal and rock bands for a long time, and I did electronica a little bit, but like I didn't feel good doing things solo. Like I needed other people. So I finally stepped into my own, and I said, let me go ahead and start learning how to DJ. And then when the pandemic started, I had an Oculus Rift at the time.
Nice.
And I found a little piece of software called Tribe XR to start learning how to DJ.
Oh my god, second person. Let's go.
Shout out to Tribe XR. But I actually got my real deck, loaded on Twitter, and I said, okay, everybody, I used to be this on Twitch. I am no longer. I am out as trans. I also have a whole new identity. Come watch my show on 420 in 2020. Hey, or no, 2021. And then 2021. I played a set for everybody. And then that's when I was in a maid outfit, and I played like a full hour of music from beginning to end.
What? Yo,
and I think it's still on Twitch, actually.
Oh shit!
I lift it up as like a legacy. Like, look how far you've come from this maid outfit stream.
That's awesome. That's so, you know, living legend, maid outfit. Let's fucking go. Let's step some fucking shit on that shit. Yeah.
I'll look at that back here in like 4 years. You know, just like I remember that.
Man. Hey, that's what great memories is. You gotta have a mind of just pure creativity, and also a mindset of just fulfillment of like whatever embarrassing you can think of.
Exactly.
It's the strongest thing you'll ever think of yourself, because all of us kids really see ourselves as, we don't care. The minds that we have now is what we're kind of like trying to get back to when we were a kid, because we did not care about rules or anything like that. And having a maid outfit on fucking stream, that's fucking shit. That's, I love
you
that
feel
shit.
Powerful.
You get fucking you powerful. You know, like, I'm gonna tell you this now. When I went to go to San Diego to go see Two Tone Set, I had a little group of friends. I had a little group of friends hanging out with me, and I was like, we were just making jokes inside, and we were just like, he's like, bro, I love the maid outfit, dude. And because my friend actually came from Florida all the way down here to visit Cali, and it was his first time. It was great. Otherwise than that, my friend Sazuka VR actually came in with a maid dress, and I was like, dude, you look fucking good. And he's like, really? And I'm like, fuck, dude, you should go to the event with that, because we were going to the Two Tones event.
Nice.
And swear to God, he's like, nah, I don't look good. Bro, you're gonna look fucking hot. Everyone's gonna have a picture with you. Turns out he got like 30 photos by the end of the night. And by the end of the night, we all walked out, and I just saw a security guard go like respect, like fucking respect, dude. And I was like, yo, this guy. May dresses make everything better. I don't know why. So,
oh, for sure.
So now we talked about the VR chat. You know, we got into the VR chat and how you started and stuff. So when you got into these venues, where are you from when you started to now of how many venues you played in VR?
That's actually a really fun question. So when I first started, it was literally a couple of weeks after my birthday in 2021. I just decided, like, okay, I saw a poster for Club Orion, and it said, we do events every weekend or so. And the club at the time, the group that was operating out of there was Aviance. And that's actually where I met, like, basically all my friends that I talk with, like, weekly to this day. So that would be Poku, Mexi, La Regina, and the rest of the Sunday Brunch crew now. So
yes,
that's essentially who I all met at that club. And then when that whole thing kind of fell apart, they all kind of decided, Poku was like, I'm going to go make my club. And then I was like, oh, I'll make my group. What are you going to do? And then Sleep and Gina were like, we're going to make Sunday Brunch. And Mexi was like, I'm going to bounce around to all these clubs. And then we all kind of like went and did our own thing. But we all met from that that club experience. So it's really cool how we had like an origin.
All
and then we all
together
just like
as friends. It fucking grew. And
now we're still friends to this day. Like, that's probably the most so solid cool. friendship, honestly.
It's like a little, yeah. it's like a little nerd group you have of your own.
Pretty much.
What?
Yeah.
It's so good. Cause I was like that when younger. You know, I had my own like little crew of nerds in high school. I was actually the athletic one. And a bunch of my friends were just kind of like nerds and stuff. But I understood what the mentality was from them, because like I used to own Pokemon cards. I used to own a bunch of nerd shit. I even own a bunch of nerd shit now.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, from how I started was just getting into 3D animation and a bunch of other stuff. And that's how I started with just that 3DS Max. And from there, it took off from creativity. And I've been in this game for like 2 years and started doing modeling. And you know what? It's been so much fun when even as your little small group, when you found them in VR chat, you kind of realize that like your friends are still here, and you know that they're never gonna leave you. I don't think they would ever like want to leave someone so talented as well, because everyone's here to create and dominate with our maid dresses on. Just kidding. Create and dominate to every source of creativity, and this is what the game makes social platform to best friends to making any kind of relationship worthwhile.
True.
That's really something that everyone should understand about this is it's just a journey of like making new friends, pretty much. That's what's awesome about it.
Yeah,
that's absolutely awesome. Like, how long you guys been friends for again?
So I would say that friendship started in like early September 2021. So it's been going on for like a year and a half now.
That is, oh man, oh man, I'm still friends with my first ever friend too. So he's kind of a tech nerd. I'm not.
Aww.
But I know he's definitely somebody that I look a lot of respect to. And personally, if you guys do want to watch like the old Kring content of my old podcast, same name, but just about a year ago, I actually did a podcast with him. His name is Tyrone, the Hood Cat. Great person. Great guy. With this being said, what have you What have you gone through that everyone could relate to in this game with world creation or music? Just something with yourself that just relates to you of everybody else's kind of harsh time of just don't doubt yourself because it's bad. You know, don't put you down.
Oh, that kind of stuff. Okay, if so that makes sense. So the first thing that you do is, especially if you enter VR chat for the first time, and let's say like you're watching this interview right now, and this is probably the best advice I'll try to give, but let's say you're watching this, you're still within like your first 500 hours of VR chat, and you now found yourself kind of on a creative edge. You want to model, you want to compose, you want to produce, you want to make avatars, you want to make worlds, you want to DJ. And then the first things first is, well, I want to set up an example for myself. And yes. What you're going to do is you're going to float within this this culture here, and maybe you'll find one of the figureheads here, and you're going to be like, I want to be them. You're going to put them up on that pedestal, and you're going to be constantly and this is more of a passive thing. I'm not saying that people actively do this, but they're thinking, I need to be as good as these people. And that's literally
you find an inspiration.
Right. It's inspiration at first, but then it ultimately becomes a consistent comparison against others' works. And then you get these people that are like, oh, it's like that. And because you ended up trying to compete, you end up almost emulating them. So the best thing I can say is, when you start this journey, when people say like try to be different, that's a really hard thing to do. Sometimes you have to follow the tutorial to figure out how can you be different. Because when you just start, really don't be too harsh on yourself. You gotta do your essentials. You gotta know how to mess up a Cuban blender. You gotta know how to open up a file and add samples in FL Studio. You gotta learn how to volume blend between two tracks. On DJing, when you host, you got to learn how to be courteous with people, keep your photos, keep the marketing. Definitely. No matter what you start, don't take whatever you put on a pedestal or whatever you're seeing as your high goal, and then stress the crap out of yourself to where you're no longer appreciating this. Really, like, this is an art form at the end of the day. We don't get paid to do any of this.
We don't get paid. I'm not even getting paid to do this.
I've never asked for it. In fact, if you wanted to, there is the Ray of Patreon. That's it. And the only thing I'm asking for is $1.
Hey, support their Patreon. Other than that, right here.
This is all for free. Like, I want people to come and enjoy the space.
Definitely the enjoyment of just bringing everybody together, you know. And I personally want to say, like, creators like Baby Jack and a bunch of just everyone out here with the creative journey, what they have, especially how talented they are. You know, if you go on the streets, you're never going to find like a 3D artist anywhere. You're never going to find someone that does 3D modeling.
And there's tons of them in this game too. There's
Discords and VR chat, especially like a majority of people. Yeah, lists of people. And even freaking finding avatars and then just looking up the person that made the avatars, you can make someone like a friend real quick and just get to know them, and they'll understand how the modeling works. And you might not get it at first, but you will understand when you start designing your models, that you will be really critique at sitting on the mirror as a mirror dweller.
Like, or if there's anybody that you know that's in that profession, like if they're a world creator, you go into the world and you say like, oh, you're the author. Like, say something nice. Don't be
please.
You know what you should do. And then that you list out like 10 different things that they should change automatically. Like,
Don't do that, dude. Like, you're in here to enjoy yourself.
Right.
And if I had to say, come to my world, you have to come to my world, but then you have to pay to come in. Okay, maybe critique me on that.
maybe not that far. But it's each of those. Just be nice and courteous. You know, nice, that's please, how you get to be friends.
They're putting their efforts into this. And personally, like, everyone's here to make a part of themselves, to create whatever is nice, especially for like for yourself as well. And also, I meant it as like a, if you want to critique me, pay me. You know, I don't want to I'd rather get paid and not be critiqued and like I don't, for that bullshit, maybe, but that's never
maybe
gonna
don't,
happen.
Maybe don't pay me to critique. Pay me when I actually like do the job right. But
No, that's what I meant. That's what I meant to say. Like, when the job's done, please give me everything you got. But if a random comes to my world and tells me, like, oh, these things are this, maybe I'll listen. Maybe I'll find some inspiration, or like maybe that would work. But you know, like at the end of the day, like I'm looking for individuals that have a moment in here, especially to have a good time. And, you know, I care for everyone, but people that are being negative, it's one thing that you have to realize is a lot of judgment comes in this game when it comes to map creation. Also with music and your avatar, you know, judgment in aesthetically pleasing formats to make your avatar look better. But also if they're being a jerk, whatever, leave them alone. Let them do what they have to do. Because at the end of the day, I'd rather be focusing on like hosting events, making big moments for myself, and also getting better at being the DJ. You know,
it's better to encourage people to actually build stuff than discouraging people from trying in the first place. Yeah,
that's what the thing is about this game too. Is all I want to say is you get a lot of support. You might get a here dabble, maybe a hit in the face once in a while. But you have people that are here to also improve on yourself is with becoming a better this or that, you know.
And that's why having that critical ear every once in a while, not everybody is always going to have the best response, but that's why you always want to at least be able to hear some feedback about it. I've actually met world creators that gave really good, honest advice, but it's also how you kind of deliver it. If you kind of go bam, 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 maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that.
You're I'm not going to know any of that. You just told me a bunch of things.
I'll just say this. Let's say you are a professional. You do know way more than me. Can you explain to me why you want to make that? Why I should make that recommendation first of all? Right. It's because you need one mesh call and that will make a huge optimization. Okay, that makes sense. Instead of
show me how I can make this world better. You know, that's funny. A lot of, you know, I could rant on this all day.
I have a lot of world creators that are just like that, and they'll reach out to me in that way. And then I'm great, show me a world where you've done that. And then we'll actually talk and they'll actually send me examples.
That's so
funny. That's the criticism I love.
I would love for somebody, especially for like this world and stuff, Just to hit on the back of sometimes when it happens is we're just people, we're just individuals that are here for inspiration to create something, to make something really wild.
Yes.
And
do
something cool. And, you know, I want to say this out there too is last podcast, if you guys have not checked it out, two podcasts, Rue said something that was really cool is she doesn't want to see sometimes real life stuff. But from the perspective of it is if you can create something that is very unique, not even real life sometimes, but also an isolation of just your mood of how you can create something that is worth the time and magical moment, especially this world. You know, this is real life, but also it's something to look upon of this is something that I can come to anytime I want. Is really good. I love it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should cut that because I was trying to make something out of it.
Well, I'll add to it, and I'll say shout out to Rue honestly because the aesthetic that she takes on is the trance hypno aesthetic, and I've been to several of them before. But between her and Tatsi's shader work on how they actually bring everything together, it's so relaxing. I actually like sitting in those worlds.
Big
shout out to you guys.
It makes it out to where everyone is different in definitely some different way, you know, and especially from real to however you want to be creative, because we all want to be creative, and looking out to what we can achieve is the goal that we can definitely make happen. And you know, this world and what you've created and talked about was really inspirational to some people and me, because I love hearing all these conversations and I love just understanding how did you make that? Oh my god, how did you make that? And you're just like oh my gosh, shut up, dude.
The thing is, I almost feel like I'm regurgitating it though, because I feel like I've had this conversation from world developers from almost a year ago when I was how did you make that? And then they would give me the same hey, you just gotta start going at it, and
just gotta go at it. You know, if you had to think of it from a mindset of because you have to have some knowledge about 3D, of course.
A little bit,
to kind of start off, you know. But I think with this, all I gotta say is I hope you guys do enjoy this. This is Baby Jack. Welcome to the Virtual Voices podcast. I'm your host, Bleach Streaks, and if you guys want to listen to the rest of the conversation about how amazing they are and how truly of amazing friend they are, I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Later.